Control Elite Podcast with Navy Boy and my amorous co-host, Humorous Prom.
What's up?
Not much. Just sitting here reading the outline. A very interesting
reading.
I'm reading. I didn't know all I could read until today, but yeah. Anyways, we've had a lot of problems in the past month with the podcast. All the way from Humorous not having a computer, all the way to the podcast sounding like we're both robots and that we live in a different universe.
And so, the podcast from phoning people or phone
ringing. Yeah, and so we had a little contest, and for the orange box, and then for Aliens for the Game Boy Color. And I'm surprised that... Okay, his name that won Aliens, his name's Derek Jackson. And, yeah, he lives in Missouri. So, yeah, I'll send that out as soon as I can. He didn't give me a gamer tag, so whatever, it doesn't matter. But yeah, you can send me a gamer tag too, and, I should get you some friends. But, so you Humorous were in charge of the orange box.
Yeah.
And, who won the orange box for the PC?
Wait, let me just bring this up. Okay, the winner of the orange box was Matt Lacey.
Matt Lacey.
Yes.
All right. And what's Stacey from?
He's not from a state. He's from Canada.
That's interesting.
He's from Alberta. So we have listeners in Alberta.
Ooh, two countries so far. Hopefully we'll get some Mexicans going.
You mean, no, I'm...
And then
Africa. You can't forget Africa.
Yeah. You know, we'll get some, like, poor little boy that has a computer in Africa. Like, he's, like, starting from AIDS and stuff, but he has a computer.
And listens to us.
Yeah.
So...
And listens to our podcast. He has an iPod, and he listens to us every day, so...
Yeah. So, you know.
Yeah, pretty much. I got Rainbow Six Vegas 2.
I'm going to be picking up my copy tomorrow, which is pretty...
I thought you already had your copy.
Playing
your parents wouldn't let you have it. I thought your parents wouldn't let you have it because you didn't read a book. You need to read books more often than your parents wouldn't let you.
Shut up.
I love it. It's pretty much like, if you watch my review on YouTube, you pretty much see my feelings about it, but it's a pretty astonishing game.
Yep.
And, then you've been playing a lot of Army of Two lately. So, how's that been going?
It's a good game. I like it. Just really short. I don't get why they'd make it short when, it was all about, like, the co-op and everything, and then they made it really short. It's kind of stupid.
Which is, it's kind of cool in a way, because, like, if you and your friend don't have that much time to play, you can pretty much get into the story in one day.
Yeah, I know, but I wanted it to last over a while. I don't want to, even though I did, I paid $50 for, like, 6 hours of play and online play.
Well, $50 Canadian dollars, you mean?
Basically, which is more than American dollars, so.
It's like $60, pretty much, like everyone else. I picked up Condemned. I didn't pick it up, I rented it. And it's not as scary as the first one, but it's still pretty good. I mean, it's a same, you know, brutal stuff and all that, but it's still the same pretty much. And yeah,
I want to try it, but at the same time I don't, because I don't know what it's about or anything. So
yeah, I mean, you should try the first one probably for the second one.
Yeah,
I played the first one at my friend's house, and so that's why I don't have any achievements or anything, but it was pretty good, I guess. It was kind of scary, though. We played in the dark with the surround sound all that up all the way. It was pretty cool. But, so tomorrow, we're doing something special, aren't we?
Yeah. We are starting...
We're doing...
a charity for tomorrow. And it's called... Well, I guess we didn't really name it, but we're doing a game-a-thon.
And, I don't know how else we're supposed to get any money for charity by playing games.
But, yeah, people are going to donate to us. And, like, you viewers out there, donate to us. And, yeah, we'll go to charity. Make-A-Wish Foundation. Yeah, we already have it all lined up with them. They gave us some money already. So, it's pretty cool.
I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure.
What do you mean?
Anyways, if you want to play this tomorrow, we'll be on all day.
Basically all day. We're going to be on from around 10 a.m. in the morning till about 5:30, 6 a.m. Pacific time. That's like 9, 10 Eastern or whatever the hell Navy is.
Yeah, and we'll be playing Vegas, some Halo, even some Call of Duty 4, everything.
Army of 2, Halo.
Maybe Army of 2, I don't know. That's not that. Yeah, probably not Army of 2.
Yeah, we have to play Army of 2. But
we'll play for like an hour, maybe.
Okay.
But, anyways, nothing I want to talk about was, I bought I Am Legend, the 2-disc special edition.
Sweet.
And it includes the new version of the ending, and I'll spoil the first ending. So if you don't like spoilers, you haven't seen it yet, then don't listen. Skip ahead. But pretty much Will Smith, you know, he goes all and he's martyrdom and blows himself up and yeah, pretty much and kills all the zombies and stuff, and then the girl and the boy just get saved. And then they go, and then they go to that place and stuff. And, well, have you seen the new ending, Junior's?
What is the new ending?
Have you seen it, though?
I don't know if I've seen it or not.
It's the happy ending.
What happens in the happy ending?
Well, here's not a spoiler, so...
Does he die?
But, nope.
He doesn't die.
He does not die. Yep.
Okay, I have not seen that one.
It's a brand new one. It just came out on DVD. It's only on DVD.
I was looking at my dad's torrents like a couple days ago, and he had the I Am Legend in there, and it said alternate ending. So I guess I'll have to watch that.
Yeah, well, the ending pretty much consists of the people find out the main leader of the zombie guys, the vampires. They want the girl back that he takes, you know. So Will Smith puts the KV vaccine back into her, and she becomes back normal, and then all the zombies leave him alone. The zombies, pretty much, the vampire slash zombies, they call them Nightwalkers. They just want to be left alone, and they want to live their lives. I mean, if you don't know, the book, it pretty much bases its thing on this this mentality, where the Nightwalkers are like the new humans. They don't want to be like messed around with. Like they just want to be left alone. So.
Yep.
He's pretty much like a big vampire to them. He goes around killing them and stuff, you know.
Yeah, I'm probably gonna.
If you haven't
probably
read the
gonna book, get that off my dad's computer and put it onto my iPod and watch it.
Yeah.
So.
Anyways, what new games are you excited for this year?
I'm looking forward to Vegas, which will be tomorrow, which is going to be hella intense for our
game-a-thon
thing.
Right?
Besides for Vegas, Grand Theft Auto, that's going to be... We have to do co-op.
Of course.
And all the new game modes
online.
Yeah,
if there is co-op.
They're going to be sweet. Gears of War 2. None other that I'm really, really looking forward to, but I want to see Call of Duty 5 and all the new Guitar Heroes.
Call of Duty 5 is going to suck, my
friend. Yeah, but I'm probably still going to buy it.
It's in World War II again. It's made by Treyarch.
Okay, I'll probably rent it then.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I'm looking forward to In War. Tom Clancy's
In
War. I really like... I don't like RTS
that
much,
but
this one makes me happy. It makes me happy.
I'm not looking forward to that whatsoever. I don't like the concept. I don't like those kind of games.
It's...
I'm going to rent
it. I like RTS's
a
little bit.
But
The voice command's awesome, and, like, there's supposed to be some great multiplayer stuff. Like, pretty much like an MMORPG, but instead of it's an RTS, kinda. Which is pretty cool. You get to create your own units and stuff and all that, so hopefully that'd be pretty good. I'm also looking for a GTA 4, like you. It's gonna look... Probably it's gonna define this generation, I bet.
I doubt the graphics are gonna be that good, because...
Because it's so big. I mean, it's not bigger than San Andreas, but it's the biggest city they've made so far. Like the city-wise, it's biggest. But there's no, like, random countryside to go explore.
Which
so
is kinda,
it's kind of like Saints Row.
Dude, I love the countryside in, like, San Andreas and stuff. That's where I spend all my time.
I do, too, so... That's why I kind of am a little bit conscious about buying it, because, like, I love going out in the country and, like,
exploring
on dirt
bikes
and stuff.
And
the ocean. Yeah, I know, and that's always fun, but, like, I don't know, maybe, hopefully they'll fill it up, the countryside, because it's supposed to be a really big city, so hopefully it's a really good city, you know? But, I'm also looking forward to, you probably haven't heard of this, it's called Mirror's Edge. It is, it's sort of like Assassin's Creed, like, parkour style and stuff, but it's in first person.
Oh.
And I think it's going to be really good. I haven't seen that much about it, but I'm really looking forward to it, and I want to see how it works. I mean, it definitely has some potential.
Have you heard the new Assassin's Creed coming out for DS?
It's already been out. Altair's Chronicles?
Yeah.
It's already been out
Have you tried it?
No, but I looked at some screenshots on the back of the box, and it looked really crappy, so... Yeah. I could go get for free on my, like, R4, but, yeah. Also, the new NPD numbers came out. If you don't know what the NPD numbers are, they're pretty much, like, consoles, well, how they sold and sold, I mean. And, it's pretty surprising numbers. The 360 and the PS3, they were around, 250,000 both, like, pretty close. The Wii was in the 400,000, so it was taken off.
Well, it's been taken off ever since launch. You can never find them.
I know, but, like, then another thing, though, that really surprised me, that I guess how much the PS2 sold.
Probably a lot more than all those.
The PS2 sold over 300,000.
Still?
How the heck is it selling so much?
Who would be buying a PS2 now?
300,000. In February.
2008.
300,000 more. Yeah, February 2008 sold 300,000. More than 300,000.
Yeah.
How is it selling as much? Like, well, what? It's
$130. Maybe it's in, like, China or something. Because they don't even have the PS3 in China.
It's the national public something or whatever. That's what it stands for. NPD. It's national. It's only in U.S.
Oh,
I believe.
So that's pretty weird. I definitely don't.
Well,
know
what's attracting people to PS2s? Like, the Blu-ray is coming out, so I'd be buying a PS3 if I were you, because Blu-ray is coming out. It's the cheapest Blu-ray player. Plus, it plays PS3 games.
And you can, like,
and
network
plug,
them and
all
like,
that.
So there's really no point whatsoever on buying a Blu-ray player.
I would just buy a PS3 player. It still plays Blu-rays. It's got good games for it. I mean, Metal Gear Solid 4, Killzone 2. It's going to have, like, all huge games come out this year. It's going to have the most growth, definitely. It might overtake the the 360.
I mean,
if they have new software, because Sony, you know, they're hardware developers. If they get good software, like for in-game crossbar and stuff, then it's gonna be, I'll probably be playing that one in the 360.
Then I will never see you again.
If they have a lot
of
good
stuff. Well, I guess I can
play PS3. If they have a lot of good stuff, like...
And they get the in-game XMB, because I hate the message. And in-game voice chat. Because we could always just go on Xbox Live and chat, I guess.
But then that defeats the purpose of a PS3. You know, like, I don't pay that much to have to go out and buy a 360 just for voice chat, you know? But, anyways, so, and the DS sold over 500,000, almost 600,000.
I can see that.
Which, I bought one in February, I believe. I think I bought one, like, right at the end of January, maybe some February, I think. So, that my number might have been in there. So, yeah. Whenever we did the first podcast,
it was so long ago.
So it feels like really long ago. Anyways, I will be doing. The MPD numbers are really surprising. I'm planning on doing a DVD release for my YouTube videos. Maybe. If it works out good enough, I just don't know what to put on the DVD. Should I put on all my Dead Rising walkthrough videos?
I doubt anyone's going to be watching those. Go back to all your videos and read the comments and take the videos that have comments from at least five days ago, at least. And anyone that's, like, a month or, like, a couple months away, then don't do it because then no one's watching those.
I know that, but a lot of people have been requesting me to put Dead Rising walkthrough videos on my DVD. And then some people have been saying put all of, like, every single Dead Rising video I've ever done. And then some people would just say, like, just put every single video ever. Which, again, brings us to another point. You know, DVDs these days, I mean, you have the, I Am Legend, 2-disc special edition. The Vegas 2 has 2 discs. A lot of things have 2 discs, and if I put all my Dead Rising walkthroughs on there, I'm probably going to have it, like, 3 discs almost. Because unless I can...
Unless you do it on HD and put it on Blu-ray.
But then no one's going to buy it, though, because, I mean...
Watching Nate Boyd's video, it's HD.
It's not going to be HD, probably. It's going to be probably, like, I don't know. But, like, I actually can make my YouTube videos really good quality on a DVD. So, if you bought this, it'd be, like, super, like, high quality. You can watch them on a big TV screen. You can, like, I think it'd be pretty sweet. I'd probably buy it myself, but...
I wouldn't.
I mean, I'd probably put it up for, like, 12 to 15 bucks, probably. And, I make my own cover art and stuff and all that. And... Yeah. Pretty cool. I just need to know what to put on there. So, send me like an email on my YouTube account, or you know, on Control Elite Podcast at gmail.com. Yeah, and tell me what videos I should put on there. Like, list the videos I should put on there. Look at my YouTube account, find the videos you want on there, just list them, and then I'll vote them all up, and then the top like 20 something videos I'll add on there.
A top 20 or something. Or just make a montage or whatever of like all your videos, just put on YouTube, because I know anyone's gonna buy a DVD of all your videos.
Actually, I've gotten a lot of requests though to make a DVD, at least 20 or so in my whole entire YouTube career.
Yeah, that's 20 people are gonna spend more than like $100 to get all these DVDs out.
I wouldn't really even care. As long as, like, one person would buy it, then I'd be fine. And one person really wants me to do it.
Okay, why don't you just do this?
He's like...
Put it all together, and then when people request a DVD, you put it on a CD, put it all that, do everything, and then put it on a CD and everything, and then send it out to them. Like...
Yeah, but isn't the same thing as a DVD?
Yeah, no, that's what I meant, but...
They request it.
Don't make, like, a shitload of them, and then...
I'm not gonna make a shitload. I'm just gonna make maybe 10 of them, and then I'm just hope I sell those 10 at least. And if people want more of them, then I'll make more of them.
I guess that'd be kind of cool.
That's what I was planning on doing. And then I make it sweet. You can have special. I'll have all my outtakes because I still have all those videos. Like I'll start them. The one with the Red Rings of Death when I got that one. I was in the middle of Dead Rising. That was, super, funny. I was playing Dead Rising. I was doing a video. I got the Red Rings of Death right in the middle of the video.
I want to see that.
That was pretty funny, actually. I know. I'll try to find that. I don't know where... it might be on my old computer still. I haven't transferred it over, but I'll get that, though. But that was really funny. And if I don't put that on there, then that's going to be kind of dumb. But I don't know. But it was really funny, though. I was just sitting there playing my game, and all of a sudden my 360 just, freezes. And I turn it off and turn it back on. It's, Red Rings of Death. I'm like...
You should have put that on. That would be funny.
I was going to, but, I don't know what happened. I don't know what even happened to it. I'll have to find it and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'll also put some like sweet stuff, maybe some like cool like stuff that no one else has. Like I'll give you like something with it, like something that like maybe like an autograph, because everyone's my autograph, you know. Everyone loves like my autograph. No, not really. But you know, I'll do something special for the fans if like just like send me ideas what to do, and I'll get it done, and so that'd be pretty cool. What else is left? Do you remember what's left?
What did we just talk about? Damn. Oh, okay. Okay. Emails. Oh yeah, I've got this email from someone. But since we don't have any emails yet, because you guys are gay and not sending us any emails, except for this one kid who's really cool and going to be intense and better keep sending us emails. So,
I got plenty of emails.
Well, then you have to read them. But emails to our email, because right. When you send them to us through the email that we have, we feel more professional. So, okay, this isn't like, well, I guess it kind of is. It's like this guy like likes us, like our podcast. And he wanted to win the orange box. So, here's what he had to say. Okay. Hey, I'm not sure if I'm talking to Navy or Prawn, but I really want to win the orange box. I'm not sure if I have to give a reason why I should get it, or if it's just at random. But I really like it to win it, because first off, I love Half-Life, and I mean love it. Second off, I'm too darn poor to afford the orange box. Bracket, I know it's only like $45, but I'm saving up to start my old school gaming collection. Bracket. And I would like to have the complete set of Half-Life. I have Half-Life 1, but I do not have Half-Life 2 on my I only have Half-Life 2 on my Xbox. I've subscribed to Navy Boy 5499, and I like just subscribe to Humorous. I'm going to subscribe to the podcast. I can't wait for the second butt kiss alert.
Oh my gosh.
With like 12 stars. The first podcast sounded good, so however you did it, wetter, it would be over MSN or whatever. It sounded good, so do it like that. Oh, you should have a theme song. That would be great. But yeah, if I won the orange box, I would be so happy. And I would send you guys, like, both $20, maybe, .. If I stop being poor, I'll do it. Thanks for taking me into consideration, guys, .. Now I'm gonna go watch Navy's video on how to subscribe to the podcast. Oh, my mailing address is ... Once again, thanks for taking the time to give away stuff so early into your podcast. We'll see you later, and can't wait for podcast number 2. Zachary Wise, a.k.a. Wise Guys, the channel I'm subscribed to you guys on. Well, thanks, Zachary Wise, for that email.
Okay.
But I'm sorry you didn't win. Because...
Wait, how's Wise spelled?
W-E-I-S-S. I probably said it wrong.
Oh, that is a Wise Guy. Yeah, he like, somebody messages on YouTube all the time. Yeah, he didn't win it, but, you know, you keep on sending us emails, but you'll win it sometime. I bet. I got some emails that I want
to
read off.
We forgot to set up a new thing for people to win this time. So yeah, we don't have anything for you guys to win this time, but we will think of something next time.
Yeah, I'll send you I'll send you my free my sweet air guitar.
Yeah, me too. I'll send you air drums, and I might actually send you an air box.
I also
and
I have an Air PS4, so like the brand new PlayStation 4, also not Air PS4.
I'm thinking. Okay, yeah, this is just dragging on for like an hour, so I'm not gonna say anything.
I got some emails though. Right. I need to count. I don't know if they're directed towards the podcast.
Don't say the ones that aren't towards the podcast, because that's gay.
It is somewhere towards the podcast. Okay, it says, "Hey, have you?" Okay, this is from TopGamer888. He says, "Hey, have you ever considered making a website for all your videos and crap?" I did make a website. It was on Freewebs, but
and everyone thought you died, and I said that I killed him. If you go in the forums,
Yeah, so that's what happens. I might as well just answer this too, because Wise Guy, he sent me a message. He says, "Hey man, I was looking on the podcast page and I noticed that your gamer card, you have Rainbow Six Vegas 2 now. Can't wait to hear your thoughts on it, man. Oh, just thought I would, even though this is a long time ago, do you still hate Superman? Anyways, see you later. Can't wait for the podcast and contest results." I don't hate Superman. I don't hate him.
Which you said in your last video, so don't get into details. Just watch his last video. It's Rainbow Six video.
Just go watch my video on YouTube. And, but, yeah, I don't hate him, but,
Yeah, next week, actually, we're going to go into, like, a big-ass review about Rainbow Six Vegas 2. Well, probably on Friday, I guess, because this is kind of like a show that's making up for the old ones that we didn't do.
I got another email from the Black Hedgehog 24. He asked, "I saw that you got the limited edition of Halo 3. I know it has more than just the game. What else does it include? Thanks." Well, it includes another disc. It's a special feature disc, and it shows a bunch of cool, like, special features, like just like a DVD would. It also comes with this cool little book that has all, like, the characters and, like, the enemies and all that inside of the book. It, like, the details, like describes them and all that. And the box just looks really sweet. It's definitely better than the Legendary Edition. I don't like the Legendary Edition because the helmet is pretty much all you
want. That's the only difference between that and the...
I'm not going to pay an extra, like, $70 for just a helmet, so... Yeah. You can actually buy the Legend Edition for, like, $50 now, because no one wants it. So, I might actually buy the Legend Edition and put the helmet on, like, my wall or something. I probably can afford it.
So, I was going to, but then I was like, I don't know.
I probably wouldn't even play it, really, you know?
I just want the, helmet.
I do too, $50 for a helmet. You know? I don't know, that's kind of weird, but... Yeah, I got some more emails here. I'll read them off. let me see. Yeah. I got another one. I don't have a Bluetooth headset for my PS3, so... Yeah, dang it. SE Monster Evolved asked, "Hi, Navy Boy, I saw your Dazzle with Vista video. It helped me a lot because I had problems to make it work correctly. Blue screen about 10 times, poor laptop. But I noticed that your video had a length of 15 minutes. Could you tell me how to do that? Normally the uploads are limited to 10 minutes, aren't they? Please tell me how you did that. Thanks, bye." I have a director's account, which allows me to put videos longer than 10 minutes. I got by the 100 megabyte limitation by, if you go on to upload video on YouTube, on the side, it'll ask, like, multi-video uploader. There, you can upload videos up to 1 gigabyte, as long as you want, and as long as you're a director, you can do it more than 10 minutes, so, it's a cool feature I found out about. And you can also upload more than one video at a time. So when I make, like, part one and two, I can just upload both in the same time. Both get on YouTube at the same time also. So pretty good shit there. And that's my gamer tag is NavyBoy5499. I get that question a lot. My PSN name from the PS3 is NavyBoy.
Oh, yeah, we should put our PlayStation names on their website or their blog too. Yeah, we'll do that because I've got a PS3
is
too.
Like, is there like a gamer card thing? Can you do like? Remember
I
how,
think
you
can.
You
I think there's a way to do it off the PlayStation site. I'll look into that.
Go look at that, and I don't know how to do that though. But anyways, another email from the Black Hedgehog. He asked, I have to tell him, like, all the, like, he asked me questions, like, every single day. He said, dude, did you get hacked? Like, 2 days ago, he literally sent me this. Dude, did you get hacked? He's talking about 2 months ago, when I did get hacked by my friend, Chris. And, that was kind of funny, but it was kind of dumb. And then he's like, I was like, dude, like, go away, like, no one likes you, like, I don't want to talk about this, like, 2 months ago, like, it's so long ago, STFU. And he's like, when did you hate me all of a sudden? And I was like, okay, let me list it. Okay, I was number one. I was like, number one, you copied my video. He did a Kingdom Hearts or a walkthrough, just like my Halo 3 one was, and that was like a total ripoff. And then, like, the next reason was all of my fans, plus Suitman's fans, plus Zero19's fans, hate you. So, I mean, it's not cool, now you'd have to hate them. And then the third reason was, yeah, he copied my video.
And he's a penis.
That bastard. So, and he sent me a message, says, damn, first Suitman, then Hardy UK, then Pro 707, now you, god damn it. I was like, yeah, you're cool. That's all I said. So, pretty interesting. I don't know, his videos are all, like, retarded. I mean, I looked at them, and they're just, like, they're so redundant. It's, like, not even funny. He's, like, so obsessed with Zero19 and Suitman.
Yeah.
So, it's kind of funny. But, he still subscribed to me, so I don't care. I mean, it's kind of, like, amusing him. But, so, I think that's all the emails I got, really. Everyone asked me, like, dude, we're going to go play Vegas or
whatever. Wait for the
game-a-thon. Send me a friend. Yeah, but we'll play to playlist with it tomorrow. And send me a friend.
Send me one, too.
An Avalboy 5499.
Don't be a bag.
Humorous prawn.
I've got one friend request from the podcast, and I know all you guys are, like, yeah, my list isn't full. So, Abby?
Yeah. My list is almost full. I have, like,
that's how much I have. I've got, like,
some, like, right now.
In the 90s.
If I delete one of my friends, and you find out I just deleted you, don't take offense. I have to...
Yeah, I should actually do that. If I clean out my friends, I'd have, like, five friends.
I know, because, like, none of my friends, like, they all just put my friends list as, like, a trophy. Like, they don't even, like...
It's like, yeah, Navy Boy's on my list. Well, actually, that's how we started. I thought it was going to be cool, like, having you on my list and stuff, and then we started playing Vegas, and now we're, like, here.
We're best buddies. So. Yeah, but it was... You people do send me chat invites, and I never accept them. Because I'm always in a game with my friends, and we're always playing, and I don't want to just, like, have to go out into a chat. And if I'm not playing with my friends, I'm either talking on the phone to, like, random people, or I'm talking, like, to my, like, friends in real life, like, that's actually here. So, if you send me a message, never, ever send me a voice message. Always send it in text, so I can read it real quickly. I don't have to get out of private chat in order to listen to it and all that. I can just re-listen to it, I send you a message back. And then it's done with. Instead of having me get out private chat, listen to the message, it's probably a crappy message anyways.
It's, yeah, like, maybe because he's really gay messages, like, are you gay? Like, every day.
Yeah, well...
Then he replies to them with something.
I do get weird... I do get random messages from haters, too, and I'll be like this one guy today, he was like, well, like, yeah, your videos are gay. I might as well watch Zero19's. And I was just like, okay, go ahead. Why are you telling me this? It doesn't make any sense. Like, if you don't want to watch my videos, then don't watch them. It's like, do I have to, like, hold your hand until you have to unsubscribe? I mean, yeah, it doesn't make much sense. But I don't see the point in hate mail when you can just stop listening and then it's all over. Instead of leading in a big flame war. So. Yeah, my flame shield is actually damaged right now, so I cannot use it. So
yeah.
If anyone tries to flame me, I'll die. Yeah. Anyways, that's pretty much it, guys. I guess we'll have to leave because we're talking.
Like we always do.
Rambling on right now. Like we always do. I drew a pretty picture of a dragon this morning. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Pretty much. I also played Gears of War for something like a year this morning. No, I didn't. I'm lying. I didn't. I was just saying that it sounded cool. But yeah, I'm playing. I want to play some Killzone.
Okay, don't even get me started. You don't even have. Oh yeah.
Killzone's awesome. Never mind. What?
No. 360, he was gonna I didn't think you had a PS2. Like, then I remembered about PS3.
PS3 triple. Yeah. Dog, PS triple. It plays the game.
Chad Warden is real. He's not a fake. If you look up. I think they made it to friends only, but there's a video of him eating sushi. On YouTube. I feel like I've.
Okay, well.
I hope Chad Warden listens to these. I could send him from games.
He doesn't.
He could, and I could send him some games. You got no games, man. Yeah, let's end this.
Yeah, okay. Let's end it about, 4 seconds here.
See you later.